anybody that knew my mum would know that if she was here today and she was looking around the room, she could probably count on one hand how many people she actually liked. And Dad, you wouldn't have met a finger. The majority of people here that are gathered here today will know my mum. You won't need me to explain too much on what kind of person she was. But there are a lot of people here that don't know her. So I'm going to take you back to the start. Her name is Sue Davy, Sue Fulford to most, but Mum to us. I'd love to come up here and tell you all she was perfect, had a wonderful vocabulary, and used to get on with everybody. Unfortunately, I can't, but that is what made us proud to call her our mum. Growing up in our family home in the Leas, Tamworth, my mum had her hands full with three children by the age of 23. Obviously, televisions and iPads weren't around then. She was a full-time mum, that's for sure, until I first started high school. I guess she thought the hard work was done. She started working at CPP, where she worked her way up making various friends for a good few years. She then got offered a new job in going to Severn Trent Water, which I can still remember her rushing in to tell us. She started this job with her good friend Mo, who also left to join in her new adventure. If I could explain how much she loved this new job, it would take me all day. Every night we spoke about customer complaints, drains, sewers, pipes, and after a while we'd just say, "Mum, can we watch Coronation Street?" So, I think that summed up the nature of the person she was. She never did things by half measure, and that reflected in the way she went about day-to-day life, in and out of work. I'd be very surprised if she didn't take her lanyard on holiday, if I'm honest. But to all the people that's made her job so enjoyable and made her feel so passionate about it, thank you.